Nights, we are going to talk about fundamentals that encourage. And tonight I have been tasked with what is salvation. And the more that I was considering this and thinking about some of the fundamentals of the faith and how this ought to be an encouragement to us, because at one time, if we have obeyed the gospel, we have obeyed or engaged in the salvation from God. And so when we think about salvation, simply speaking, means to be delivered or deliverance. But delivered from what? And that's the question we have to ask ourselves. What are we delivered from? Well, we know that we are delivered from sin because in Acts 2 and verse 38, a great question was asked, and Peter, by inspiration, answers, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized for the remission of your sins." Why is salvation important? What is it? Well, it's remission of sins. It's definitely remission of sins. It's that your sins have been removed, have been washed away. But what else is it? Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Romans chapter 5 and verse number 9. If you're taking notes, I know this is not a sermon, but I just want to give you something to ponder. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse number 9, that's a passage that you could put in your notes there, because God did not appoint us to wrath, but to salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the child of God, the Christian, ought to know that they have been saved, delivered from what? Their sins. But what else? In Romans 5 and verse number 9, Paul, by inspiration, would say these wonderful words. Notice what he says: "Much more then, having now been justified," meaning declared right, "by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." We're saved from the wrath of God, which tells us that if we have been immersed into Christ, if we have obeyed the gospel, if we have truly obeyed the gospel, we're saved. Now we have to do our part by remaining saved, by sanctifying ourselves through the word of God, through the blood of Christ, by making sure that we're walking according to the Spirit's teaching. But what else is salvation? In 2 Peter 3 and verse number 9, just think about this. The long suffering of God is salvation. Brother Brian, the very fact that he gives us time. It gives us time to do what? Gives us time for what reason? To be sanctified. Friends, do you remember when God brought the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage? And it didn't take him long to bring him out, but it took him a long time, 40 years, to get Egypt out of Israel. And it's the same for us. We obey the gospel, but we got all of this baggage for some of us. And it takes a lifetime to get it out of you. No wonder we have to grow in grace. No wonder we have to be a people who are in the word of God. I can't stress that enough. God can't stress it enough. We have to be in the word of God if we're going to be sanctified, set apart, cleansed by the washing of water, by the word. And so the more we consider, what is salvation? It demonstrates the location. Salvation is only in one man. That's Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2:10. It can't be outside of Christ, because if that's the case, that means that salvation should have been outside of the ark. Well, that's false, because those who were not in the ark drowned. As a matter of fact, that would have been a great day for you to be a mammal that's inside the water. And even some of them, because of the pressure and the force of the flood, that they were cast to rocks, and you still see some of the evidence of the flood. But here's the point. Salvation is in Christ. This is why we teach what the Bible teaches as it relates to how do I get in Christ? What's the purpose of being in Christ? Why do I want to be in Christ? But turn to 1 Peter 1 and look at verse number 9. In 1 Peter 1 and verse number 9, there is a beautiful thing about exercising your faith. Why? Because there's something at the end of it. I'm reminded when I was a kid, and I can't remember the show, but there is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Brother Quill, there's a pot of gold there. In 1 Peter 1, in verse number 9, notice what he says here that's worthy of our consideration. In verse number 9, if you consider, let's start at verse number 8, who having not seen, ye love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible, full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, what is it? The salvation of your soul. And so, friends, we have to have faith. We have to exercise that faith. And faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And God's word teaches us how to be saved, how to stay saved, and how to help others to be saved. But I would be remiss if I didn't tell you what salvation was as it relates to the eternality of things. Hebrews 5, verse 9, salvation is eternal. Sometimes Bonner forgets that his name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, hold on. If my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that's eternal. When you obey the gospel, when we obey the gospel, we are saved, and now it's upon us to lose it. This is why when we think about salvation, as children of God, every single day we are operating from salvation, not for salvation. We're already saved. And so we act saved, we talk saved, we are saved, we are to be saved. But you can't walk away from that salvation. And I have talked to people here lately that have walked away from Jesus Christ. They literally have walked away from salvation. They have given it up. They have forfeited it. Yet in their own mind, well, you know, I know God is going to be merciful. How can he be merciful to someone who walked away from him? You got to turn back. So we say all that to use this final illustration. I'll let you go. Look at Exodus 14. Can you imagine seeing all of the plagues, seeing God's miracles, seeing the power of God through Moses, and now they're about to cross what is known as the Red Sea. And you get to the Red Sea, and the children of Israel, they're hollering at Moses. They're crying out at Moses. You brought us out here to die? Moses tells them in Exodus 14 and verse number 13, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Next thing you know, we have the Red Sea parting. We have that strong east wind coming that night. And the children of Israel walk across on dry ground. That's what we have. And the next thing you know, we have Moses putting his staff into the water, having the water to close in on the Egyptians. Thus, God, he's burying sin. He's getting rid of sin. He's demonstrating the baptism of Moses. But if you drop down to verse 30, see, God didn't wait 2 weeks to save Israel. See, it wasn't a baptism Sunday, like some denominations teach. Oh, no, 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 no. As a matter of fact, they went across on dry ground, and as they were about to cross over, well, sorry about that, as Moses puts his staff into the water and it covers up the Egyptians, the Bible tells us, and the Lord saved Israel that day. You know, when we teach people the gospel, Brother Ryan, and they obey the gospel, they're saved that day. And this is why, as Ananias told Saul, why tarriest thou? Arise, be baptized, washing away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. You're not saved before baptism. You're saved at the point of baptism. You're not in the church of our Lord before baptism. You're in the church of the Lord at baptism. And this is why we teach it. This is why we preach it. Why? Because we want people to be in Christ, to have their sins washed away. We want them to know that they're saved and not have a false idea or view of salvation. Friends, we just want to talk about what is. Next week, Brother Brian's going to talk about what is the gospel. And we're going to keep on hammering these fundamentals that should encourage us, especially if we've already done it. Perhaps you haven't. Perhaps you haven't obeyed the gospel. Perhaps you think you're saved you've been delivered from the wrath of God, from your sins, but really, well, you've been hearing things that, well, maybe I'm not saved. Well, just ponder it. Let's talk about this. Let's sit down and let's allow the Word of God to show us what we need to do in order to be saved. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins, confess Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of your sins. And God will do something amazing in your life. God, what will you do? I'm going to wash away all everything that they have done. I'm going to cleanse their conscience from dead works. Now they can serve me. And I'm going to add them to my son's church. And they have the hope of eternal life. They have to remain faithful in the death. I'll give them the crown of life. Maybe a child of God and you haven't been thinking, behaving as if you're saved. Let's do something about it tonight as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.